بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم اما بعد On behalf of our respected Sheikh حفظه الله تعالى and all the teachers and students here at the Islamic Dawah Academy, I would like to welcome everyone to this auspicious gathering of the Khatm of Sahih al-Bukhari, after which the students of our Madrasa Jamia Riyadhul Ulum and Madrasa Riyadhul Salihat will be completing their Alimiyya studies. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our gathering here. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq and ability to fulfill the rites of such a blessed and auspicious gathering, which is connected to the ahadith and sayings of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In one verse in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَكَذَلِكَ أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ رُوحًا مِّنْ أَمْرِنَا. In another verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يُنَزِّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةَ بِالْرُوحِ مِّنْ أَمْرِهِ عَلَى مَنْ يَشَاءُ مِّنْ عِبَادِهِ. In these two verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to the Quran and the knowledge of deen and wahi as ruh. Ruh is translated as the soul. The reason the ulama of tafsir mentioned is because, just like in a human's external body, the heart plays a pivotal and important role in his existence, in his well-being. If a person's heart is beating, the heart is healthy, then this person, his organs and his body and his limbs will function as they should. And on the other hand, if the heart is weak, or the heart altogether stops and it is no longer functioning, then this person will now not remain existent. This is the difference between a dying person and a living person. A living person, his heart is running, his heart is pumping blood, and a dead person, his heart has now stopped. So just like the heart has a very important role in the physical existence of a person, similarly, wahi and revelation, which has come down from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Firstly, wahi in the form of the Qur'an, the words of the Qur'an. And then, wahi ghair matlu, the explanation of the Qur'an through the words of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, through the actions of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and through the life of our Rasul Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This also holds extreme importance in the spiritual aspect of a person. Just like you have a external soul, we also have an inner soul. And our judgment on the day of judgment in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our success or failure in the afterlife, in the everlasting life, is going to be judged upon this soul of our inner self. If this soul is healthy, if it is nourished with good actions and with those things that please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this person will become successful. And if from outer self this person, his well-being, he is good, he is healthy, his heart is pumping, but internally his heart is dead due to kufra and disbelief, due to sins, then this person, he will be questioned and summoned in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. An Urdu Arabic poet, he says, أَقْبِلْ عَلَى الرُّوحِ وَاسْتَكْمِلْ خَسَائِلَهَا فَإِنَّكَ بِالْرُوحِ لَا بِالْجِسْمِ إِنسَانُ. He says that give attention to your ruh, give attention to your soul, وَاسْتَكْمِلْ خَسَائِلَهَا, and nourish this soul, beautify this soul of yours through good actions, through the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through attaching it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because, فَإِنَّكَ بِالْرُوحِ لَا بِالْجِسْمِ إِنسَانُ. Because your existence, your true existence is based upon your soul, not upon your outer self. So, this knowledge of wahi in the form of the Qur'an and ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is classified by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as the ruh, the life and soul of the human race and human existence. So we can understand from this how important these ahadith are, how important these places are, where this knowledge of wahi is passed down from generation to generation. These places, they play a very important role in our society. The well-being of our society, as far as the inner self is concerned, is dependent on such places, on such personalities who have this knowledge and who then make an effort and strive to pass this knowledge on to the next generation. This is what happens within the madaris. Students come, students go, and knowledge is passed down from generation to generation. The knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the knowledge of the ahadith of Rasul, of the Quran, of the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, through which a person can understand that what is good for the soul, what is harmful for the soul, how he can nourish his soul, what will damage his soul. Because like I said, our success is based upon this. On the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the question will not be about our outer self, about how strong we are, how muscular we are, how handsome we are, how pretty someone may be. The question and the judgment will be based on a person's heart and the condition of his heart. So the knowledge of deen is something that we should value. We should value these places wherein this knowledge is imparted. We should support such places through our du'as, through our donations, and also through encouraging our children, our younger generation, to take up this path, so that this silsila of passing knowledge on continues right till the day of judgment. And by doing so, we will become and also our children become a part of this chain. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept this gathering of ours today and bless us with the barakat and blessings of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.